I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Lawmakers have been working for months on a bill in Congress that would put cigarettes under regulation by the Food and Drug Administration. This is a highly political question. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, it's a political question. It's a business question. Are cigarettes going to be regulated by the FDA?
Nope, not yet at least, and probably not anytime soon. The Republican chairman of the Senate Health Committee just yesterday sent out a final draft of legislation that would give the FDA oversight of cigarettes. Democrats basically said it didn't go far enough, so the issue is probably off the table for this year despite months of negotiations.
What is it that the Democrats want that they don't get in this proposal?
Well, the biggest sticking point is over a provision in the bill that would give Congress the sole authority to ban cigarettes, not the FDA. Without going out into all the details here, basically the FDA would have the authority to set what are being called tobacco product standards. It would allow the agency to regulate not just the labeling of cigarettes and advertising and sale, but the actual composition of cigarettes. And the tussling on the Hill has been over whether or not that power would allow the FDA to, for example, ban nicotine altogether from cigarettes. And as Lewis Grossman pointed out to me, he's a law professor at American University who's been studying this issue, you're getting into a bit of doublethink here when you ponder the legislation.
If the performance standards say that you can reduce the level of nicotine, but yet the same portion of the statute says that the FDA can't directly or indirectly eliminate all cigarettes, you could start getting into a fairly philosophical argument about whether a cigarette with no nicotine is still a cigarette.
Now, of course, no one has said yet that they would impose a ban, but the potential is always there.
Has the tobacco industry said that it's willing to come under the auspices of the FDA?
Yeah, actually, earlier this year, Philip Morris endorsed the idea of the FDA regulating its products, and several lawmakers from tobacco-producing states have said that they would support the idea as long as tobacco farmers got some sort of financial assistance if the move had the kind of financial impact that it would be expected to if tobacco is regulated.
And why would Philip Morris say this is okay?
Well, mostly because right now Philip Morris is the company with the biggest market share, putting it in the catbird seat if any new regulations are placed on things like advertising. Of course, if you're the best-known cigarette maker and it looks like advertising is going to be severely restricted, you want the regulation to start while you're still the leading company. And that would apply to other potential regulations as well. And Alex, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the subtle difference in Afghanistan between construction projects and reconstruction. Building new restaurants is great, but it doesn't fix the sewer system.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.